Well, it's technically not the first Sunday in the month, but we cheated a bit. So Tennessee Bob joins us for the second Sunday in the month.
Howdy, Tim. Good to see you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, and you know, second Sunday, first Sunday, as long as we're here. That's
right,
all that matters.
Exactly,
you know.
So. And we're going to get to Nevada when we get to our three strange laws from a state. But before we do that, what's been going on back home?
All kinds of stuff. We're going to start out in Dallas, Texas. Larry Rowe of East Texas, he went outside about 3 in the morning and he spotted an armadillo in his garden. They're kind of considered a pest, really. And so he promptly returned with his .38 caliber revolver and shot at the animal 3 times. The thing about armadillos is they have a really hard protective shell, and at least one of those bullets ricocheted back and hit him in the face.
You've got to say... That's the bite of bit, and I don't have a great deal of sympathy.
I don't either at all. He was airlifted to the hospital. His jaw had to be wired shut after surgery. Police searched around. They found no traces of the armadillo or injury. Apparently, it had walked away unscathed.
Good.
So I'm very happy about that. Next on to Mansfield, Ohio. Authorities had to break up a prison yard fight at a local correctional facility when a drone, these quadcopter drones,
yeah.
It flew over the prison walls and dropped off a package containing tobacco, marijuana, and heroin. A riot almost ensued. 9 inmates have been reprimanded, and they say drones are becoming more of a problem, and they're looking for solutions with prisons. That's kind of a problem all across the states.
I've got a solution for both problems. Get the guy with the gun to shoot
those
the
drones
instead of the armadillo.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Apparently, they used to make helmets out of armadillo shells.
Goodness,
it's all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And last, Ann Arbor, Michigan. This one's great. Campus police at the University of Michigan, they filed a report. The wording of this report, it says it is detailing the hunt for a, quote, very aggressive turkey stalking the grounds of the North Campus, unquote. The school's pest management is working on a catch-and-release plan for the turkey. It has been laying in the road, causing traffic obstructions, cornering people and flapping its wings and acting menacingly, and people are quite frightened of this turkey.
I'm guessing that the turkey is unlikely to survive past the end of November.
I'm guessing so, unless he gets one of those reprieves from the president.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Thanksgiving Day is looming. Okay, now we've been to each of the states in alphabetical order, and we've reached Nevada.
Now, this has to be, in my opinion, the second most popular place people tell me they're going to visit because of Vegas.
Yeah.
Number one is Florida. Everybody goes to Florida, but I it's got to be number two.
I went to Vegas, but never. I don't really do gambling, but I went to see Jackson Browne at the. He was at the Hard Rock Hotel. That was a great concert. But I tell you what, people don't often do, and in my opinion, I would recommend they do when you go to Vegas, is go to the Hoover Dam.
Yeah,
it's just one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life.
And the manpower that went into. So I want to go. Apparently, in old Vegas, where there used to be casinos. Now they're big arcades from the 80s, arcade games from the 70s and 80s. So that would be my place to spend all my quarters. So.
Now, what about the law in Vegas?
There's some good ones. It's a fairly new state, and it's out west. So it was a bit of, it's illegal to drive a camel on the highway.
Well, okay.
Well, it is a desert.
Yeah, I suppose camels would survive well.
They would survive well
in Nevada,
and I mean, maybe they had a pest control problem like they do in Australia. I don't know. Men with mustaches cannot kiss women.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
I'm shaving then if I go to Nevada, and you cannot pawn your own dentures.
Oh. Who would want to do that?
I don't know. Why is there a law?
Oh.
Who was there? Some rogue denture pawn salesman or something?
I don't know. Anyway, look, there's only one song we can play, isn't there?
And everybody associates this guy from Tennessee. He's from Mississippi. He lived in Tennessee, but you do associate Elvis with Vegas.
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, he was just the biggest act in Vegas for so many years, in more than one sense of the word.
Absolutely,
big, I suppose.
Absolutely.
But anyway, let's have Elvis's Vegas.
Absolutely.